Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up? And welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on this fine Wednesday. And as I often like to do, I like to educate and help you guys out. And I did a call on Sunday, and I was a little hostile, but I answered a lot of questions, and we did a lot of teaching. And I want to share with you those great teaching moments. So let's go check out the Sunday night call. Markets are whipping around, and of course, on Monday we saw a key reversal followed by a big rally on Tuesday. So once again, the key reversal failed. But let's go to the call and check it out. Here we go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome. We're not actually starting yet. I'm just coming in a little early. Got to wait like 4 minutes. But I hope everybody's having a good weekend. Still not a lot of action. Somebody said to me, crazy market. I said, I don't know. I think it's a crappy, dull market. I don't think it's much of anything. And, you know, I haven't seen anything really of note that, you know, convinced me one way or the other. I mean, again, I don't particularly care for the market. And up here, I just think the values are incorrect. No big deal. And again, I'm not selling it. We've been fairly conservative and been able to eke out in, you know, some profits or some small losses. And, you know, Facebook certainly worked out well. We got paid late. It took a long time, but we're able to do well there. So again, I'm not, you know, complaining, but again, I'm certainly not celebrating a market that has been, hello there, Mr. Wood. You know, it's not something that I'd be celebrating. I mean, right now markets are challenging. It's a tough trade when there's no action, when there's no volatility. Okay. And obviously, you guys have seen this once before, and I'm gonna explain what I mean by all this tonight. But we have to do better at certain parts of what we're doing, or me learning enough. And you know, I find that disturbing. And so we'll go through it all. But you know, we've got to have a handle and an understanding on, you know, on things we do all the time. And I think that, you know, sometimes you depend too much and what I say, and again, I don't mind that, but I also have to make sure that you all understand, again, if I should drop dead tomorrow, what are you going to do? Okay, and I'm not, I know every, whatever you want to call it, I'm not saying I'm going to, but what happens? You know, I mean, it's really just important. I mean, I do this, and I narrow down the size so that we could learn and we could teach, and we could all get on the same page, and I really want that to be the case. But I need your help, okay? I need to get, you know, and I have no problem, you know, obviously we go through questions every week, and I have no problem helping and teaching and talking. I mean, you know, I was on vacation, you know, for a couple of days and you know, answering emails and talking to people, and I have no problem with that, okay? But we have to get to a point where we can get past certain things, where we can all get and move on so that we can move on to newer and better things, okay? But, you know, we'll go through it all and we'll teach it. But again, this is, you know, it's very important to me. I mean, you know, I do this because I want to do it. I do it because I care about it. Okay. You know, this is something that I feel my way of giving back of some of the knowledge that I've acquired. And, you know, and it's my way, like giving back to the high school kids. You know, this is what I like to do. Okay. I mean, I'm a coach. I'm a coach at heart. And I'm a, for those of you who have ever had me one-on-one, you know, I'm a pretty brutal coach. Okay. You know, and I just have to get, you know, I need to, you know, get the game plan, and I put together a pretty solid game plan every week. And I know that, you know, just like Major League Baseball, we're not going to win every week, but, you know, as we can stay in the race, okay, and this is where, you know, the numbers, the orders I give you and the things I tell you to do, I mean, they're all pretty close. Again, I don't guarantee results every week. I don't guarantee winners every week. I guarantee that I will show you how to limit the losses and be in position to kill it when the markets turn the right way, which we've done. And we've had some very good experiences doing it. But I also have to have, you know, your cooperation and not to question every move and then not do something and then say, well, it didn't happen when it did happen. Those are things that are important, okay? And I don't mean to lecture. I know it's Sunday, but I'm cranky. You know, I mean, I flew home with a red eye. But I did win, so it was a good trip to Vegas and had a lot of fun, so that was all good. Need to be proactive. We need to be proactive in what? Give me an idea what you mean by being proactive. Okay. You know, again, we're not going to outguess. Oh, it is game time. All right. Flip the coin. I'll take defense. Welcome, everybody. It is now official start. We have been recording for me whining and yelling and bitching at everybody, but that's what I do. And again, I do it because I care and because I want this to be, you know, again, I want this to be your education and I want you to be in the best position. And if I can't get you there, then I'm not doing something right. Okay. And I find that very upsetting. So I want to get it done and I want to get down. And so we'll start off with what I got on the board before I go to the words of wisdom from my good friend Connie, but learn what we're doing. Okay. Now I make it very clear. If you don't understand something, you need to let me know when I'm going through it so I can explain it. I'm not against explaining things. I want everybody to understand exactly what we do. No, you're not going to understand it the way that I do all the time. Okay. But you have to start somewhere. You have to start understanding it at some point. Okay. That's number one. Think about it. Think about the trade. Look at the possibilities. If I tell you a trade's got $37 risk, that's the risk. Unless you do something differently to change it. Okay. That's your risk. Think about things logically. Walk through everything like a business. Remember, we talk about that. This is a business. We are all running a small company. Okay? No matter what you're doing, if you're trading actively, if you're trading for your retirement account, whatever you're doing with me in any phase, and some of you are doing all of it, okay, everything has a logical explanation as to why we're doing something. We don't just pick things out of a hat and say, well, we're going to do this because of that. We have a reason behind what we're trying to do. We understand the logic of what we're trying to do, and I need you to think about it in those terms. If you don't think something I'm saying or doing is not logical, say to me, "What? I don't understand. It's not logical." And I'll say, "Okay, we'll explain it." And then maybe I'm wrong. I mean, again, I don't say that I'm always right. Okay, I never say that to anybody. Okay, I know enough to know that I make mistakes, but I also know enough to know that until somebody can tell me that I've made the mistake, I'm going to continue to make that mistake. So if you think that I'm wrong in anything that I teach or give you, say, hey, I think you're wrong. Let's talk about it. I have no problem with it. Again, I am not above learning something new. I learn every day. My goal and objective is to learn something new every day of my life. So, and when you see a trade, walk it through. Walk your mind through it. Make sure you understand all the dynamics of that individual trade. Okay? Those are important things, really. Honestly, this is not to make busy work. This is life. This is what I'm trying to get you to understand so that you can become successful in this industry that is, you know, if everybody could do it, then we'd all be sitting home in our jockey shirts. Okay? But everybody can't do it. But I know you guys can do it because you've been learning it and you have to now take it to the next level. And again, if you don't understand anything, let's get the questions. Let's wrap this up as we start to wind down some of our training. I mean, we're always going to be forever training, but as we wind down the initial part, which I wanted to go through, make sure if you have a list of questions, put them out. Look, I'll spend all the time in the world getting it done.
Okay. And remember, that's, you know, something that I encourage even from here. You have a question, email me, bubba@bubbatrading.com. Okay? In the meantime, make sure you check out our friends at Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders, and go visit my friends at their swim lessons, Scott Connor and Kevin Hinks. Every day they're giving swim lessons, trying to help make you better. This is the Bubba Show. You know, you ever miss an episode? Every day they're available on demand at libertytalk.fm. Go there, download it. We've got over 200,000 people a month downloading. I want you to be part of it, and I want to get to 3. Follow me on Twitter @BubbaAverageJoe, as well as go like the Bubba Show on Facebook. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz for checking out Sunday, and we'll be back after the break with more of our education from the Sunday Night Call. We'll be right back to Bubba Show.
Right, turn off the lights. We're going to lose our...
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz is here, and we're obviously sharing Sunday night and just chatting a little bit, but it's always important that you understand where we are, where we're going, and what we're trying to do, because markets are markets, and they need to be understood. So let's go back to Sunday and get some more education. This is the Bubba Show. We'll go to the Sunday night call right now.
Okay. But follow these points. It's important. Okay. Let's see. Shy an email with suggested earnings trade. Yeah, I know, but your earnings trades are always the ones that have no liquidity. Okay? Believe me, I look. You cannot keep sending me stuff that is crap. I cannot deal with it. Okay? You cannot continue to send in stuff that has no liquidity. And if that means, if you keep doing that, you don't respect what I'm teaching you. Okay? When there's no liquidity and there's nothing in the business, there's nothing to trade. So don't send me garbage that I'm not going to want to cover, and then I'm going to have to get aggravated about it on air. Because I tell you guys, it's a liquidity-driven business. And if you're trading against liquidity, you're going to lose your money. And we're not here to lose money. We're here to make money. Okay? So please, don't send me those illiquid crap that you send me. Okay? It's not right. All right, sorry. Good evening. Waiting for my PC to warm up. Okay. Synthetics are a puzzle to me. Would you like to know how to keep the losses to a minimum? Sure. I can show you that. I will be happy to do that. I'll do it tonight. We're going to go through Facebook anyways. Watch what position is doing. In fact, example, put WBA and go. Got out close to today's highs. Okay, good. If you have time, can you walk through, again, the moving parts of the brokerage version of Facebook and why it went from a $1 to $2 debit to a credit winner late on Friday. The synthetic combo, why it was a bearish trade with three calls. It wasn't three calls in the put. It was three calls and three puts. Oh, I know. Sure. Okay. I got what you're... I'll get the mail. Okay. I got that. All right. Facebook current position short 113 call expires 415. That's fine. Because you still have a long call, I believe. Do you not? Please, sir, let me know. At some point, I would really like to appreciate a walkthrough of one of your butterfly trades so I can better understand. Great. Okay. How many millions of dollars would you like to see traded in a liquid stock? It isn't millions of dollars. The liquidity issue is a issue of how much volume is traded. Okay? Again, example. Okay, if I go to Apple, Alpha, Alpha, Papa, Lima, and I look at any options chain. Of course, the volumes won't be up here today because they're already gone. But all right, here they are. They're still here from price. So an Apple and any option for a $10 range, you've got a couple of thousand contracts trading per strike, per month, all the way down. Okay? Plenty of liquidity, in and out, no problem. You get a narrow night, a nice tight bid and offer spread. You can get in and out all day long. Okay. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to win. It doesn't mean you're going to make money when you're in there, but now you have a chance. If you go into garbage, okay, that doesn't trade, that doesn't have any action, okay, and here you've got a stock that trades 13 contracts for an entire series, how are you going to make money getting in and out of that contract? Okay, when you have a bid offer spread that's 65 cents wide or 55 cents wide, how are you going to make any money? Okay, that's what I want to know. You need to be trading stuff that's tightly bid and offered unless it has huge liquidity, like Google. Google's got big enough liquidity, but the bid offer spreads are going to be wider. Why? Because the stock is $760. Okay, so each option represents $7,600. So you're going to have, you can play with a little bit bigger, wider bid offer spread here. But you can't do it if the stock isn't liquid enough. If the stock's not going to have movement, okay, you can't make money. You can't make money in stocks like Bank of America. They don't have enough air. It's all the things you talk about all the time. Why? Why we do all these things? That's why we go all through all this, to find the best opportunities, okay? Because there are certain ones you're not going to make money on. Yes, you can, on any given day, you can make money and you can get lucky. But if you think that you're going to get lucky for forever, you're not. And you're going to lose your money, okay? All right. Anyways, the words of wisdom from my friend Connie. After, let me put down a couple of blood pressure pills. You can do anything, but not everything. And I love that one because it really ties in what I'm talking about, okay? You can do anything, but you can't do it, but not everything, okay? And we have to understand what we can and what we can't do. We have to understand the limitations of the business because every business that you're in has certain limitations. Everybody's failures come from something that they put that they should not have been in to begin with, okay? So if you, and again, in any business, I'm not just talking about trade, I'm talking about in general. If you get involved in things that you have no control over and you don't have the liquidity, you don't have the reasoning to get in and out of it or trade, change it, you're most likely going to lose money, okay? And that's not what we're here for. We're here to learn how to defend and make money. That's why we learn how to hedge. That's why we learn how to trade futures. But you can't move on until you understand the base model, which is always based on a couple of things. Number one being liquidity. Number two being air in the balloon. Okay. With respect, can you explain why Alcoa has no liquidity? Yeah, I'll explain that. Okay. Alcoa's expected move in the next 5 days is 85 cents, okay, on a $9 stock. If I'm going to buy this any option in here, how am I going to make money if, even if it moves the 85 cents? I'm going to have to pay, if I do any trade in here, okay, even if I just buy a call, or buy a put, and I'm dead right, I need a move just to get close to even. At a 91% volatility on a $9 stock, it's virtually impossible to make money. Could you make money? Yeah, you could make a few cents, but your risk is always way more than you're taking. You cannot trade options on $9 stocks. You want to trade a $9 stock? Trade a $9 stock. Don't trade the options there because you're only giving your money away because they are not liquid. For a off-the-floor retail trader, stocks like this are not liquid, which is why very rarely will I ever put them out as a trade. Once in a while, I see something that gives me the chance I think I can see more action. But overall, this is an illiquid piece of garbage that has no chance to make any money. Okay, you're a 1,000-to-1 underdog. Okay, and I'll book any trade here you want, and you don't have to pay me commission. I'll take the trade. I'll take the other side of your trade, whatever you want to do, and I'll book the commission. And you don't have to pay commission. I'll give you commission-free trading here on Alcoa forever because you'll never make money in a stock like Alcoa because it just doesn't move enough. There is not enough volatility in that stock to make it move. Even if you're dead right, it's going to be hard to make money. Okay, a man's got to know his limits, dirty here. Last question. Was sent incomplete, short 113, 415, long one put, short one call, and long the extra call, in the next one. You're fine. Yeah, we'll go over it. Okay? All right. So, I'm going to do something a little different this week because I got to get through this. This is things that, again, you know, that get underneath my, as you guys know, my blood boils a little bit. And okay, so the spiders. Okay, pretty much straightforward. Now, I can't criticize anybody for not getting out of 290, but this is something that you have to think about, okay, that if you're not out of 290, why didn't you get up? Okay, again, I'm not looking at the fact after the fact, but when you saw a move in a stock and it went so far and then it stopped, this goes back to everything we talk about all the time. If all of a sudden it stops going in a certain direction, maybe it's time to look at it and get out versus trying to stay in. Okay. And that is what I'm saying to you. Now, again, many of you got out at 290 and I'm very proud of it. I think that's a great decision, not because it was right and because it was the high print, but because it was the right thing to do. Okay, that's what you have to look for. When does the market change direction? So there was no reason to be sitting in that. Once it started to go the other way, it was best to take your small little profit and go home. Okay, because again, at the end of the day, you do not have a lot of chances. And the closer we get to the wire, as we like to say, the closer we get to expiration, the harder it is for you to make money because you now need a move like we did. We actually got it in Facebook, but that doesn't happen often enough, okay? But if you go back and look at just the stock itself, okay,
All right, we're going to step out here for a break and come back and finish the explanation, but you are listening to The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. make sure you want to get this show on demand at libertytalk.fm. Every day it's available for you. Make sure you check out bubbatrading.com, either to check out one of my calls or to join my hedging program. I highly recommend it. It's a terrific program, worth every cent. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horvitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horvitz.
How about you?
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, how's that blood pressure? You like that? I think I got a little worked up on Sunday. But anyways, again, it's because I care and no other reason. I mean, this is about money. Life comes down to money. And that's what I want to make sure that we all understand. So let's go back to Sunday night and we'll finish up the spiders trade and we'll go to the rest of them so you'll see exactly what we're looking at and why we do them. Here we go.
The spiders, okay? We go to intraday. We'll go to 10 minutes for 3 days. Oops. Intraday, 3 days, 10 minutes. So once it came down here, which was our window of opportunity, okay, and it stopped going down. Okay, now again, I'm not telling you have to be exact. Look, but you have to think about it. The thought has, you have to learn to have that thought cross your mind. It, now the options stopped moving, and actually the options started moving counter the market for a few minutes because the options market will typically move first because that's where money goes in to buy leverage. So if the puts start getting sold, even though the market is holding in a relatively same spot or maybe even going in your direction still, that is something that you might say, maybe I need to get out of this. But again, we were so close. You were within 3% of our target of where we were trying to get out, knowing that on that time, we were now just trying to get out and make a little bit of profit. We weren't trying to make a big profit. Okay. SPY was at the value of the SPY index. SPY was, I don't understand the questions. What was 290? Mine was always in the red. The option, your trade could not have been in the red when the options were trading at 290. The 206 puts, okay, that we owned were trading at 290. We only had a maximum risk on this trade of 265. That trade had to be green by $25. And again, I'm not talking that it's the greatest end of the world, that we're making a fortune. I'm just saying, hey, we're looking to get out. And we can get out with basically unscathed, you know, plus or minus a cup of coffee. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. So if your trade could not have been red the entire time because it's impossible. It's a mathematical impossibility if you did the things that I wrote here. Okay? Again, I don't. These are things that but you can't argue because they're mathematics. It's nothing to do. It's adding and subtracting. If you had an extra that you sold at 290 and your max risk was 265, you had to have a $25 profit at one time. That's the only way it could be. Okay. My S&P was. I don't, Judy. I'm kind of confused now. You start over. because I'm losing a train of thought, and if I had thought, quiet them out, but I can't follow where we're at. I don't know if you're agreeing or you're not agreeing with me right now. There is no dumb question. If you weren't able to watch Spy at the time, what would you suggest? You know what? That's the luck of the draw, okay? Now, what I would do, you know, in today's world of technology, what I would do is I would set an alert on my phone, you know, or my email saying, hey, if this option trades at, you know, it within 5% of my target, I'd like to know about it so I can take a look and evaluate it. Now, again, not everybody trades all day long. So I can't expect you to have been able to get out. I can't expect you to always catch these moves. The reason I go over them now is because I want to teach you what to do when these things happen. So maybe you set an alert so that you can take a peek. Look, sometimes it's not going to work out, and sometimes it's going to work to your advantage that you weren't able to check out because it's going to keep going your way. You know, it's going to reverse, and then you're going to make more money, okay? But, if we go over our schedule, okay, this is our old schedule because we're going to make a couple adjustments this week. But our old schedule was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're trying to kill it. Thursday, we're trying to squeeze out a little bit, and Friday, we're just trying to get out, okay? So, again, when you trade like this and you trade in a market that has conditions like this, okay, which stink, okay? The market conditions stink, okay? So if you're going to trade in all this, which is why I've continued to be smaller and observing more, if you don't hear me getting crazy on one side of the market or the other, I say, hey, it's best to observe. Let's kind of see let's kind of let the markets play and find our opportunity, okay? If you couldn't watch, you couldn't watch. It's the price of the game. But I would like to see you set an alert in so you can get an idea as to what is going on, because I think you'll be better off in the long run by knowing that you can pull the trigger. Okay. And again, I can't expect everybody to have had it. I know that it happened because a number of you sent me an email that you did sell. And I know everybody didn't. And I get that. But because this would have been something you'd reached out of the ordinary. It didn't meet the exact price. But once we get close enough, if you're watching or you see it, you have to then make a decision. Now, if I had an alert that said it got to 290, I'd say, okay, I better watch this. Or, you know what, maybe I better just put a stop in, even at 265, to lock in break even, but I'll lose a little bit of commission. Okay? We can go over that more on another call of how to evaluate some of these kind of moves. Okay? Because, again, I get it. I know it's not easy, and I know you can't always be in front of the machine. So, again, this is not – it's something that happens, and obviously – if there was a way I could contact all of you at 1 second, you know, then we could adjust some of these things. Okay. But again, not everybody's going to get it. It's not always going to happen, but that's what I want you to be prepared for. Okay. VIX was simple. There's just nothing going on. And again, I'm not giving in yet to them. I know the options aren't trading anywhere near $6, but where am I going? I don't care. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Now, right now the market's a little higher, so they'll probably go lower, and we'll see. Again, there's nothing to concern myself with because I'm still in that cycle that I'm trying to kill it here. Okay. Yeah, it went down from 290 to $1 and then back up to 270. That is correct. Okay. Again, it happens. Look, I know you work. I know people got jobs. I know you got other lives, whatever it is. And so I don't expect you to be always on it, but I expect you to at least, like I said, maybe get yourself an alert. And again, if you can't do that, then we'll just have to play it again. That's why every trade that we make, okay, has limited risk, okay, and unlimited reward. Why? Just for these reasons. Because I don't want you to have these things come and bite you in the nose. Does that make sense, everybody? I'm trying to keep everybody out of trouble, okay, without giving yourself into a bad position. Okay, that's all. We're trying to make it work for everybody and put you in the best position. That's what this is all about. Nothing else, okay? You know I love doing this, okay? And, you know, I want it to be what it is, but I'm not going to make up things, and I don't want things to be that they're what they're not. All right. Darden, there's nothing to do. Now, again, we said out loud that we're going to take a shot here, and what we really need in Darden is just to stock. We need to start to get back closer to our straddle. Oops. Sorry. All right. Okay. We need to get back up to our straddle because what we're trying to do here, okay, is we're trying to get a free roll or close to a free roll going into the future. And what that means is in Urban Outfitters, it happened a couple of times. We were in the 30s traveling, closed right around 30. So we were able to own a set of options for another 4 or 5 weeks with virtually no cost. Okay? That's what we're trying to do here. But I know that as long as we don't get too far away one way or the other, we're going to be able to get out and make money either way. Okay? Even right today. Okay? I haven't looked at it lately, but, you know, we don't want it to go down much further. Okay? Right today, the trade's at 115. Okay? We are in at about, I think, 133, I believe. Okay? We're in at 133. So right now, we're an $18 loser. Now, if the market if this gets hammered this week, then we're going to start to lose money, and then I'm going to have to probably make a decision earlier than I'd like to. I'm hoping that this at least hangs here or drifts a little bit. If it hangs or drifts up a little bit, then we're going to get we may get what we want. But again, I think our risk here is probably 25 to 30 cents before it's all done. Unless the stock gets creamed, then we're going to lose about 50 or 60 cents. Now, Bed Bath & Beyond. Now, this is one of my biggest problems. Okay. Now, I'm not saying you should have or should not have gotten filled in this trail. I believe you probably could have if you were working the order as I wrote it, but everybody goes, well, it's not trading there, so why do I have to work it? And I keep saying, work the order because it's free. They don't charge you to work the order. If you're not working it, you can't get filled. Now, Bed Bath & Beyond was extremely interesting because it went from one side of the equation to the other side of the equation. And again, I know a lot of you weren't in this because it was thin, and I made all that clear. But at the end of the day, okay, at the end of the day, Bed Bath & Beyond went from 49 up to 52 and back to 46. In the meantime, it stuck around 49.50 for quite a while, and I know the low print of that straddle was 25 cents. Now, nobody could have gotten 25 cents because that's a little bit of a BS print, okay? But at the end of the day, okay, I know some people got out at 60.65. And if you got out there, you own free options for a week. You got no risk. You got a shot for a home run, okay? But if you weren't working the order, you didn't get them, okay? And that's always my problem. Now, somebody said to me they lost $163 in this trade, and I go, well, that's impossible based on what we wrote because you could only lose $37. That's all the trade was. It was a $37 trade. That was our risk. That's our exposure. That's all you can lose. So, you know, again, if you're not understanding how that works out and how you lost the money, you didn't do something. You did something incorrectly based on the model that we built because all we did was we did a straddle strangle. Okay, so basically, right now, if you're able to exit the straddle on over the week, you now own the 50-50 call and the 48-50 put. Okay, so right now, okay, you have the a nice big juicy profit in this trade. Okay, because the 50-50 call.
And we'll come back and talk about the 50-50 call and the 48-50 put after the break. But I want to remind you to check out BubbaTrading.com. We've got a lot of great products for you. We're here to make your trading life better. I want you to check out the hedging program, the futures program, the best values in town. Make sure you go check them out. And also, when you miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm. Check it out. You can download the show every day. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be back right after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, we are working on our continuing education because, again, you know how I believe in education. And we're going through some trades from Sunday. And again, I urge you to listen and I urge you to check it out. And I urge you to check out BubbaTrading.com because that's where you're going to find the best information in the industry that will help make you a better trader. Let's get back to the Sunday night call. Here we go.
Oops. Yeah, no. 48.50 put and the 50-50 call. And you're trading $1.69. So you got a giant profit if you did it correctly. Okay. But even if you didn't do it correctly, you still got out. You should not have lost any money on this trade. Okay? But again, if you're not working the order, you keep saying, well, it's not there, so why should I put the order in? You're going to end up not getting them. And that's always the point. Okay? You have to work the orders because nobody, the markets don't announce when they're going to hit that price. Nobody knows what's going to drive the next big sell-off or the next big rally. So if we have something that can capitalize on a move and we're not doing anything with it, why not work the order? Let me get cut up here. Hold on. Hold the wire. Save that one. Judy, do me a favor. That email on synthetics, or the one, send that to me in an email, please. Watch what position is doing. Act accordingly. Yep. Okay, get that one. Watching the replay. Okay. Okay. Joe, email me that question, please. Specific again. I'll cover them all next week. I promise. Okay, but I got to. I can't do it now because it's gonna take too long, and I have other things planned, and I'm gonna teach some new trades tonight. Never saw it there. Okay, yeah, right. I can see that. Again, you're busy. I know what you're doing, so I understand it. Okay. Again, I don't criticize for not seeing it because I know that you're working. Okay. But it was there, and it, again, you can't always get it, but that's where I said I think we can solve that by saying alert. Okay. You shouldn't have tried things like a trailing stop. I can't use trailing stops. It's too hard. You have to go too close. You'll get killed. You only use a trailing stop when you're protecting your profit and you want to try to hold on a little bit longer. Alert is a great tool. Those of us who can work, yeah, I think it is. Good reminders. I also recall you said that about 60% of the time we've been in consolidation, which we are now. That is correct. Thank you. I generally don't shoot for the moon, so I put my profit stops just a little above the risk. I'm not always around the watch. Great, you covered. Okay, that's fine. Again, I want you to be in position. See, a part of this business is built and based on the ability to get big winners. Okay, you got to eat a lot of crap. I wasn't kind of sure what I was going to use when I said that, so I kind of mixed words together. You got to eat a lot of stuff. Okay, in trading. Okay, so you need to be dressed for the party when they come. Because you're going to get these trades, you know, the LinkedIn trade, you know, a couple of the trades over the years, and then some of the next bigger ones. Again, it's all well and good to grind it out, but make sure that you give yourself life in some of these that give you a chance to make more. Okay? I appreciate what you're doing, but I also want you to be able to have the benefit because you're going to get, you're not always going to get the small grinds, and sometimes you have to take a little bit more profit. Okay? Todd, you do a good job. Thank you. Oh, and thank you for the birthday wishes. Thank you. Thank you. Would you still get the VIX next week? No, I would not. If you don't have the VIX on, I would not put it on now. You could, but I played it for 3 weeks because I was looking for something. Again, I'm going to try to stretch out time a little bit. Okay. I understand you may work here. Good. Okay, for BBBY, should we roll the 48.50 to 50 delta? If you're out in good shape, you could roll it or you could take the profit. You know, give me more information and I can help you. Was assigned 400 shares of Walgreens at $487. Of course you were, but you also exercised and sold the 485.50. Okay, again, this is something that we have to understand. When you get assigned, the stock comes in and replaces the option. It does not affect your position one bit, okay? And I'm very clear when I write to you if you have to do something, okay? But you're better off with the stock if it gets assigned before the expiration cycle is over, okay? So don't worry about that. Today is my birthday, yes, sir. Thank you. As a side note, I'm hoping, actually, my visit was not great with the Badger because the Badger's not doing very well. He had a mini stroke on last Wednesday, right before I got there. You know, TIA, is, I guess what the words are. So, but he promises me he's going to get better, and he promises me he's going to come back. So, but we spent some time together when I was there. I will do that. Okay. All right. So, where was I? I got to get back to my ways here. Okay. So, Walgreens, you know, again, and I wrote this specifically, okay? This is what happens when you don't have enough volatility, okay? Here. This is where the lack of volatility is a problem, okay? Now, look, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, that didn't work out too well. Trying to get a different color. That's right. I don't think yellow and orange go together well either. Well, anyways, you guys get the picture. Sorry. And at the end of the day, okay, this is the problem. When you don't have volatility, okay, that creates a bigger problem. And that's what we're fighting against right now is the lack of volatility. So this is a losing trade. You know, wasn't it horrible? Okay. I was on, see Pauline Chu down there? She's messaging me. I was on with her before I came on the call in Asia. But, I mean, again, we lost a little bit of money. Okay. Not the end of the world. It wasn't a terrible trade. You're just a little bit of a loser. Okay. That's all. Hey, you know, it happens. But at least we didn't get drilled and we didn't lose a lot and we had a chance to make a lot. That's what I like. Okay. The Facebook. Okay. So, the first Facebook, which was problematic for some because of the way that the margin breaks down and the way that I set the trade up initially, is in very good shape. Okay. We have now eliminated all the problems here. Okay. And now have put ourselves in a position to maybe really capitalize. And of course, maybe it'll go the other way and we won't, but at least the credit spread, we've now erased that loss carry forward because we made all the money back on the credit spreads this week. Okay. And we are now making money on the puts as well because we own the 113 puts in April week four, okay, which are trading at $3.80. And of course the calls are trading at 135. When we did this trade, we did it for a credit and now it's at a debit in our favor. So we know we're making money. Okay. We're not making money in Facebook, you got a problem. You did something drastically wrong. Okay, so we're still here. We still got upside protection. Okay, so comfortable where we are position-wise, comfortable with the whole model right now. And if you did it early, like I suggested, I might double roll this week because we're going to have a chance to pick up another. I might make all kinds of adjustments to this if you did everything the way I requested on Friday because this now has a chance to be a monster home run. Okay, because we can lock in the profit now, you know, depending on how it opens tomorrow. We can lock it in and recreate a better position with no risk.
And that's something that we like to do all the time here on the Bubba Show is put in a position that ends up having no risk. You know, again, this is part of all the training and everything that I do through BubbaTrading.com is to help you be a better trader. Is every trader going to be a winner? Nope. Okay. But I can teach you how to hedge and protect your portfolio. I can teach you how to day trade futures as a part-time trader. But it's up to you to go to BubbaTrading.com and get signed up for those programs. I mean, you know, you won't find a better value in the industry. And right now, we're allowing you to, if you sign up, to come back and do it again at no charge. So you get to repeat the course for free. But you can think about it. Go to BubbaTrading.com. If you ever miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm will get you a download, and every day or every month we download over 200,000, and we're pushing to get the 3. Follow me on Twitter at Bubba Average Joe, and also go like my Facebook page, The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, thank you everybody for listening. Thanks for being here. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later. Good night.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.